right now on VFN TV. This program is so intense. First of all, we're going to start off with an amazing prophetic reality of what's about to take place in the earth. An amazing revival is about to take place, and I share with you what God shared with me. Make sure you're going to be a part of that. Also, I'll talk about what the Lord told me specific. This is all a prophecy program, because I talked about, also the Lord told me last year, if the economy stops for 11 days, something specifically will happen. I'll be talking about that. It did happen. On the 11th day, $6 trillion was being transferred across the earth, one-third of the GDP of America. Listen, also we talked about, we're going to talk about specifically about a Starlink. SpaceX is launching, wanting to launch 12,000. They got approval for 12,000 satellites, to low-flying satellites to go across the earth in low orbit. They're requesting 30,000 more. Why? Because they want to be able to provide 5G to the whole world. What end time global shift economy? The beast economy is happening. Listen, this is a powerful, packed program. You can't miss it. Check it out.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is an amazing program today. I'm so glad you joined us here on VFN TV. But first, I want to start out, and we have this coronavirus thing going around globally. People are being told to stay in their houses. We're hearing, you know, some bad possibilities coming over the nations. But I just want to decree and declare over you Psalms 91, protection in Jesus' name. I want to encourage you, hold fast to that. When we make the Lord our dwelling place, when we abide with Him, He says that we're covered under His wings. We are protected. And as a matter of fact, during this time, it's a perfect time to get an abiding, begin to abide with Jesus Christ. He said this in John 15. He says, if you abide with me and I abide with you, you can ask whatever you wish. It'll be given to you. You didn't choose me. I chose you and appointed you to be fruitful. But you can't be fruitful unless you abide with Him. But guess what? A lot of people want to spend time with God. They want to abide with Jesus, but they don't have a plan. Guess what? We have a simple plan for you. People from all around the world are requesting it. You can get it today, right now in your email. You don't have to travel anywhere. It's at iabide.org, iabide.org. Well, I want to talk to you right now about a prophetic word. The Lord has been, this is literally a convergence of what God has been giving me, prophetic dreams and encounters with Him. And let me tell you what I know, what the Lord has said to me, that's going to greatly encourage you. I want you to receive this word. I'm just going to read it because I don't want to mess it up right here. You know, revival. So that's right. It's about revival. Revival is soon to come. I can't help but to feel deep within my spirit that revival is soon to come. With what the Lord has told me, with His angels being with us, one showing up about 2 o'clock in the morning recently to awaken me, with the world considering its ways, and all of us are considering our ways. Some of what has been made known to me is that there will be revival that will reach the world and the Gulf Coast of America, the Gulf Coast of the Southeastern United States, the Gulf Coast called the Glory Zone will be used by the Lord as the nations will be coming to encounter God's glory presence and returning to their cities and nations to spread revival there. So they're coming in, they're going to experience the glory presence of God. They're going to go back to their nations, back to their cities, and begin to spread revival there. The glory of God is going to be so present that those who come at times will just sit quietly as God's glory presence just overtakes us. Angels will gather believers from many gatherings, church families. These particular individuals have revival in their heart. They understand the work of revival. And these angels will lead them in a procession prepared to minister to the multitudes who are seated to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ for the first time. There will be no self-proclaim, I did this, folks. Are we tired of those guys? For we'll all be just grateful to be in God's glory presence, serving, helping, ministering, all understanding He did it. Jesus did it. The more we stop our schedules and go after God, the thicker His glory presence will be, and the more people and cities will be impacted by His glory. Prayers of compassion and gratitude and unity will go up to our Father who is in heaven, and in response, He will send more of His glory presence down. There is and will be a wider and wider portal opening over the glory zone, the Gulf Coast of America, where angels will be ascending and descending, carrying our Father's will to earth. These angels will go to the four corners of the earth and gather the harvest, the largest harvest the world has ever seen. No building will contain it, though they'll be used, for God's glory will rest upon His people. His glory, His light will rest upon His people, while at the same time gross darkness and thick darkness will rest upon the earth and the people of the earth. For it will be the best of times and it will be the worst of times. The shaking that is and will be taking place is not to destroy, but to shake loose those who have been held captive. It's a softening. It's to soften the hearts of the people so that God can become, so their hearts, it's to soften the hearts of the people so that they can become kingdom soil for God to plant His seed, His Son, in their hearts. Though some may have said of someone, there is no hope for them, these will be the very ones that God will choose to show His power through, His grace through. You know, think about this. There's people out there that say this. They go, that person can't be used. But this is what the Lord's saying. These people that say that someone can't be used, they are the very ones that God, and they even say there's no hope for these folks. But these are the very ones that God will be using, and He will choose to show His power, His saving grace, to demonstrate this, that He can do whatever He wants to, whenever He wants to, ever how He wants to, for He is God, and above Him there's none other. I want to encourage you to look up, for your redemption draws near. Prepare your hearts for revival in the glory presence of God. Begin to think about how you can change your schedule, clear your calendar, shift your life to go after God so that He will pour out more of His glory, for the whole earth is filled with the glory of God. I want to encourage you right now. This is what the Lord is saying. He's been saying and bringing this all together for this very, very moment. Nothing, our God is in charge. He's totally aware of everything. You know what He's doing? He's preparing the earth for the greatest harvest that the earth has ever known. But in addition, we have other things taking place. And I want to share with you now prophetically. And if you want to find out more about these prophetic word of the Lord, you can go to VFNKB.com, click on the VFN Torch, or you can click on VFN TV at VFNKB.com. But you also can go to our YouTube channel. I want to encourage you right now, go to our YouTube channel. It's YouTube. Go to VFNKB, VFNTV on our YouTube channel and subscribe, connect, because we're putting out so much new content. We're not just broadcasting. We're not just on cable. We're not just having podcasting, but we're also out there on YouTube reaching the world out there, like 1.4 million viewing hours or something. I don't know. It's just amazing. We love our family, our audience, and we've just been praying for you. We'd love to hear from you. Comment below. What are your thoughts about this prophetic word? Are you hearing the same thing that I'm hearing, that God's about to pour out His amazing, amazing power and His glory? Isn't this so exciting? Listen, we're going to come right back after the break. Be sure to comment below. We love hearing from you. And also, when you see other ones in our community talking about they have prayer needs, pray for them right there at their comment area. Just reply to them and say, listen, we're going to pray for your brother or sister. But also, go to the VFNKB community at VFNKBcommunity.com and join the conversation. We'll see you after the break.
We'll be right back.
Can I ask you a question? Are you tired of working harder and harder and seeing less and less of the success that you always dreamed about having? Well, I believe my book, I Will Fight 10 Strategies for Your Success, with its 502 wisdom nuggets can help. I mean, it's time to stop settling for mediocre. No more wallowing in defeat. Let hopelessness go. It's time to see the upside of life and begin winning again. I want to share with you timeless strategies I gathered over a lifetime that are proven, practical, and implementable. They've worked for me, they've worked for others, and I believe they're going to work for you. I want to help as many people as possible achieve success, kingdom success. Claim your book, don't wait a second longer, and discover the breakthrough that's awaiting you.
A Blood Allegiance I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God.
One nation, under God.
With one nation, under God, indivisible.
Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all.
God bless America.
God bless America.
God bless America.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So, the Lord spoke to me. Now I'm going to speak to you another prophetic encounter. This is going to be, the whole month of April is just going to be, you know, prophetic encounter, prophetic encounter, prophetic encounter. Well, the Lord told me in 2019, now we're in 2020, He told me specifically, He showed me the amazing economy that He has allowed America to have since President Trump came into office. He showed me the military-industrial complex, how it's all grown. He showed me the business industry, how it's just it's amazing what's happened. It was up to almost 30,000 points on the New York Stock Exchange. Everybody was doing great. Everybody was doing good. But He told me this in 2019. Now He told me this. He said, if it's to stop, if the economy just stops for 11 days, if it stops for 11 days, at that point, all the gains, everything that we gained under President Trump since he became president will go away. Well, guess what? It stopped for 11 days. For 11 days, it stopped. And of all the things that could have happened on the 11th day, which was March the 27th, 2020, the American Congress, the elected officials got together and they committed to write a check for $2 trillion to the American people, who obviously, you know, the American people are going through some real rough times, of course, not being able to go to work, and it kind of makes sense. Then also another approximate $4 trillion they committed to, equivalent of $6 trillion, they committed to be able just to borrow that money and to be able to start giving away in grants and loans and all this different stuff. That was the 11th day. They took what is approximately one-third of the GDP, the gross domestic product of America. That's every business transaction that ever happens in America. They took one-third of that and gave it away. That's a big, big deal. Now they're talking about going back. Well, God said if it stops for 11 days. In 2019, I'm thinking like, how could this stop? It's going so good. Guess what? It stopped. All the gains were gone. We went down to almost 19,000 on the New York Stock Exchange. It's going up and down, but it just continues to fluctuate. Listen, God is in charge. Just make Him the Lord of your life and He will speak to you. Now think about this. Congressman Thomas Massey was being interviewed by Glenn Beck on his program, speaking specifically about what was taking place. Why would Congress, you know, take a voice vote? They didn't even count the people. They just took a voice vote. So everybody wasn't even there. What was taking place? Well, he said it was the greatest wealth transfer that day. On the 11th day, when God told me that if it stops for, on the 11th day, it was the greatest wealth transfer in the history of mankind, of the earth, that moved from the middle class to the money class. Is that wild? Let's see now. This is Congressman Thomas Massey speaking about what happened on March the 27th when they signed away one-third of the gross domestic $6 trillion of America's money. Take a look.
How you doing, Glenn? Look, this was about Congress trying to avoid accountability for the largest wealth transfer from the middle class to the moneyed class in the history of mankind. Even the Roman emperors couldn't pull this off. And they wanted, like you said, they wanted to do it by unanimous consent. Now, they first said, we don't need to be there. And I said, no, the Constitution says otherwise. To do legislative business, at least half of you need to be there. Then they said, we can't make it on time. I said, you're telling people to stay home. Of course they're not going to get here on time if you're telling them to stay home. And by the way, my intention wasn't to delay this bill. That's why I shared my strategy with the leadership days before, so they could get everybody there in time, but they were still telling everybody to stay home. Then they said, this is the rich one here, it's not safe for us. Listen, 96 senators made it to work that on Tuesday. I can tell you, we should have been able to get at least 50% of our members there.
Listen, this is not a political program. We're not even talking about politics. We're talking about there's a global shift taking place. This is a worldwide thing happening. Everything's shifting, and you're looking at, we'll talk about this throughout the programs in the month of April, but understand this, that you're looking at this end time shifting of this beast economy taking place. I know we'll talk more about that, but you don't write a check for one third of your gross domestic product. We have a $20 trillion economy. We just wrote a check for $6 trillion. They're talking about writing an infrastructure check, borrowing this particular money. You know, and some amazing prophetic words have happened, but understand there's some things going on across the world right now. And he said, this is what Congressman Thomas Massie said. He says, just do the math. Listen to this. Listen to what he says about just do the math of what it means to get a $1,200 check from the government. Listen up.
But it wasn't that bill. This was a wealth transfer. I'm asking your listeners to do the math. $6 trillion. Let's say there's a 100 million families in the United States. That's $60,000 per family. And they're offering $1,200 checks. The $1,200 check is the cheese in the trap.
The $1,200 check is the cheese in the trap. If they're writing a check for $2 trillion and your working family gets $1,200, where's the rest of it? He's talking about 100 million working families, $60,000 per family, working family is what it costs to give you a check for $1,200. He's saying it's the greatest wealth transfer from the middle class to the money class, the people who are running the money. And what's happening? What's happening? What's going on with China and Russia and the Middle East? And why can't governments just kind of come together and unify? It's like everything is divided on the earth. But our God is ruling and reigning. At the same time, the adversary, the God of this world, is beginning to shift and move things into place. And God is allowing it. When you think about it, it's like a new global order. You think about the prophetic end time prophecies that God writes about. He wrote about, actually John wrote about, through the revelation of Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation. We're going to talk about that. But let's just see what's taking place at the very same time. Everybody's distracted by the coronavirus, and we should be focused on it. And we should be compassionate. And we are praying for you. And we've been praying for quite some time. But we've got to pay attention to everything, because while everybody's focusing on, you know, fewer deaths than the flu, you know, taking place, things are happening in the world. One of which is Elon Musk. He's the founder of Tesla and SpaceX and co-founder with PayPal. He has a company called Starlink. His rocket company called SpaceX, is taking satellites into orbit around the Earth right now. And each rocket that goes up contains 60 of his satellites. And his goal, he has 240 up right now. But think about this. The Vox writes this. Vox wrote this on January 29th, 2020. In all, the company, SpaceX, has approval from the Federal Communication Commission, that's America's Communication Commission, to launch 12,000 satellites. And Elon Musk is seeking approval for 30,000 more. SpaceX's goal is for Starlink satellites to form into a constellation that will provide 5G internet access for a price to give remote access to people for a price for the internet, G5G. So take a look at this. I want you to see this. This is actually the launching of a SpaceX rocket that just took place. And watch what comes out. It's not one. It's actually 60 Starlink satellites coming out of the SpaceX. Take a look. You're going to see it happening. As we're focused on wealth transfers, we're focusing on one-third of the GDP being spent, and they're talking about spending more as China is shifting and this virus came out of China, more on that in the future. But at the same time, they're shifting the global economy. Take a look.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Zero.
Right here, this is actually SpaceX launching their Starlink satellites. It's happening. It's got 60 satellites inside this one rocket that's going to orbit the Earth. Take
a look. We are now throttling down and throttling back up in preparation for Max-Q, which is coming up here in about 10 seconds or so. Max-Q is the maximum aerodynamic pressure that the vehicle sees throughout ascent. So this is the largest structural
load
that the
vehicle
will see.
While we're actually focusing on this virus, they're focusing in the heavens over us.
80% in the landing burn.
That's Earth you're looking at there. That's the SpaceX aircraft. This is low orbit, lower orbit.
So we did get confirmation of deployment. And there is that
you're
live
right
view.
You're looking right there. That's 60 satellites all put together right there.
You can see on your screen the satellites are slowly separating away from the second stage. And over the next few weeks,
watch
they will
them
distance
separate.
Themselves from each other and eventually use their onboard ion thrusters to make their way to their final orbit.
So they'll separate themselves and begin to orbit around the Earth to give 5G around the Earth. And he's got permission from the FCC in America for 12,000. He wants 30,000 more. As a matter of fact, in the Netherlands in 2019, they saw some of Starlink's satellite. Take a look at this. This is in the Netherlands, watching these things come over. That's it. That's Starlink coming over. Watch them begin to separate. So like they said, they start separating. They start surrounding the Earth. And you're looking at 5G technology, which is the key to be able to launch this global end-time economy that's going to come in that talks about in Revelation chapter 13. Is so powerful. Think about artificial intelligence is being made possible because of this kind of technology that's taking place at this very one moment. So we are in this day and time, and I have so many things I'm going to share with you because in our next program, we're going to get right into artificial intelligence, artificial general intelligence. While we're focusing on this virus across the world and they're locking everybody down in their homes, they're telling people you can't travel with the aircraft. They're parking all the aircraft that are flying in the air except for things that are delivering medicine. You know, they're telling businesses to close down. But what are they doing? The economy is shifting as we sit in our homes. Things are shifting as we speak. It's a global economy. And this is what God's Word says, and I'll introduce this again, but he says that in the book of Revelation, which is the end time revelation, he says that there'll be a point when you cannot buy or sell. You cannot buy or sell. Every single business transaction, it'll be controlled by this one particular entity. It's identified as the beast economy, but what it is a system set up to be able to control a market. And if you do not take the mark, if you do not buy into their system, and right now they're even talking about with this virus going around, they're actually projecting, saying, listen, what everybody needs is some sort of chip in their body, some little chip to be able to identify that they have the virus or they don't have the antibodies or they have the antibodies and so they're safe to be able to travel. They want to track everybody's travel. They're talking about out of Israel and other technologies to be able to say that we got to track your phone. If we track your phone, we can tell if you've been somewhere that you shouldn't be. If you're actually supposed to experience social distancing, but you're not experiencing social distancing, you're actually gathering with more than, you know, 10 people together, then they see that you got 15 phones together and they come and they do something about it. They just arrested a pastor in the state of Florida in America for a meeting saying that he wasn't an essential gathering. At the same time, they're saying abortion is a necessity and it has to continue on. They're suing America's courts to be able to say that having an abortion is an essential thing to take place. But preaching the gospel, to be able to gather as a church, that's not essential. Listen, we've been praying this, we've been decreeing it. God is going to stop abortion in America. That is the innocent bloodshed of children. And understand this, this is not new. This has been happening historically. There was this god named Moloch, which is no god at all. And people would sacrifice their children to this god of Moloch and shed innocent blood from these children so that they would have a, quote, better life, so that their economy would be better. So they wouldn't have, you know, and they believed it was to Baal. It was terrible how they were crucifying and killing these children. Well, listen, it's beginning to stop right now, even though they're raising their head up. We are in some serious times right now. Understand, this is the greatest day the church has ever seen. But how about you? Are you nervous? Are you fearful? Do you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior? Are you sitting there today watching the news and it's just negative and doubtful and you're looking at the storm and you're thinking like, we're going to perish, we're going to die? Maybe you're even thinking about taking your life because you put your trust in the economy. You put your trust in your business and your job and your stuff and your things. So many people have done it. Many people who were once following the Lord left God for money, left their family for money, left what God called them to do for money and stuff and things. But guess what? It is stopping as we speak. God has just said, listen, it's over. You know, right now we're putting all that on pause. Everything, every God, whether it's sports, whether it's religion, whether it's business, you know, whether it's movie theaters, you know, whatever you were trusting in, guess what? They're all put down. And there was even an earthquake that took place in Utah that took down the Mormoni, the angel that was sitting on top of the Mormon tabernacle. There was an earthquake that just took place in Idaho. I mean, you're going to begin to see perilous times. And we talked about this in the beginning of this year when God had when Pastor John Kilpatrick had an encounter with God, where God sent his angels to let him know that severe dark times are coming, times that we would not even survive. But he says, don't worry about that because I'm sending my angels to be able to protect you. Listen, God takes care of you. Psalms 91 is not a myth. It's a fact. Jesus is alive. He is real. He is Lord. And above him is none other. There's authority in his name. He's not a religion. He is God. He is all man, all God. And he came to this earth. God loves you so much that he sent his son to the earth to be born of a virgin. God is his father. Mary was his mother. So that he could live as all man, all God, and walk as we walk, tempted in every way. I mean, he felt all the stuff that we felt. Everything, he felt it all. But he didn't give in to it. He didn't sin. He was sinless. Think about that. He did not even sin. And then he was offered up on the cross. And he was sacrificed. God sent his son to die for you and me, to pay the price. Think about it. God loves you so much that he gave his one and only son to die for you. And then when he died on the cross, he went down in the grave for 3 days. And on the third day, after the price of sin was paid for on the cross, Father God raised him from the dead. And now he sits at the right hand of the Father. What you have to do is say, God, I want Jesus. I want you to be the Lord of my life. If that's you, I want to pray with you right now. I want to pray with you right now. Let's make Jesus, today's your day to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Pray with me. Jesus, I know you are the Son of God. I acknowledge that. I want you to be my Lord and Savior. Forgive me. Wash me. Cleanse me. Accept me, Jesus, into the family, I pray. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Welcome to the family. Listen, go to meetmyfather.org for more details. I'm so excited to have you in the family. Don't forget to go to VFNKB Community at VFNKBCommunity.com and join the conversation in the community. And don't forget how easy it is. How easy is it? Let's ask God, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name. Now, remember what Jesus told us, how important this is. Love God. Love others and lead others to the same. God bless, and we'll see you on our next program for more. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.